Welcome to a world seen through a new set of eyes. Unblinking and mysterious. Where the beautiful and the savage live side by side. Where time pulses to an untamed heart. Where secrets reveal themselves. Journeys lead to knowledge, and passion lights the way.
Welcome to another edition of NTPRT, the podcast. I am Susie, and I am here with a very, very, very special guest. I am here with Lorraine, and Lorraine and I are going to be having a nifty conversation today about Halloween, and she's another paranormal investigator, by the way. How cool is that? Lorraine, would you like to say hello to our audience?
Hello, everybody.
And there's another interesting fact about Lorraine. Lorraine has a movie coming out, and I would like to go ahead and start there. Would you like to tell us all the name of the movie and about the movie and how we can get it?
Sure. The name of the movie, it's called House of Horrors. What is it called? House of Horrors movie. It's a scary horror flick, and I play myself along with a friend of mine, and we play paranormal investigators. And what we do is just we send out some, in the movie we send out a couple investigators to go investigate a couple things, and it comes out, actually the premiere is tomorrow night, and I get to go see myself on the big movie screen, which is going to be pretty cool. And then it will go down to DVD, and if anybody would like to check out the website. It's www.houseofhorrorsmovie.com. And it was filmed here in Buffalo, and everybody in the movie are local residents of Buffalo. And it was a lot of fun to do.
And I am on the website right now, and it's a pretty interesting website. It looks very, very scary. They have a Ouija board up in the corner. And as we all know, Ouija boards scared the holy snot out of me.
Yeah, I'm not into Ouija boards myself.
But that's a pretty impressive picture, though, that Ouija board.
Yeah,
lets you know that it's pretty scary. And you also belong to a paranormal group as well, and you've done some schmoozing with the Taps Boys. Your own investigation group, what are some really, really interesting investigations that you've been on so far?
I have to say that my favorite so far, well, I think the top favorite of mine will always be the Iron Island Museum in Buffalo, New York. And actually, it was the season premiere last September of 2008 on Ghost Hunters Channel. The Ghost Hunters came, you know, Jason and Grant, the whole TAPS team, came and investigated the Iron Island Museum in Lovejoy in Buffalo. Iron Island is originally the building was a church. Built in the 1800s, it was a church, and then over the years, it turned into a funeral home a couple times. It switched over hands, and it was donated to my girlfriend Linda and her mom to the Iron Island Preservation Society, because what they did was try to build up the local neighborhood in the Buffalo area. It was donated from Am I Gone Funeral Home, and so I hope you didn't hear that. I just got an email notification.
Oh,
so
no.
Anyway, okay, I did. Very loud. So anyway, yes. So the building itself is quite haunted because, you know, it's got a huge history to it. Taps came and investigated it, and you know, I've investigated it plenty of times. I volunteer there, and I can tell you that it has residual hauntings, and it's also got intelligent hauntings going on, and there's always things going on there, and I'm so glad to be part of it. I volunteer there, and the people there who work there are super wonderful. So if anybody wants to check it out, you can go check out the website at ironisland.com. I'm sorry, IronIslandMuseum.com, and it's located in Buffalo. It's truly a gem.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It's very good. I have so many EVPs from there. I've spent nights there, you know, gone up to the attic, and, you know, I've worked up in the attic where some of the crew from TAPS have been up, and I'm telling you, there's stuff going on all the time. There are little children there who are just seem to be stuck there. We've got EVPs from a little boy. We call him Tommy. He just, you know, he's a cute little kid. He follows us around. There's even a ghost of a cat.
Oh my gosh. Believe it or not.
Yes. It's amazing. It truly just doesn't cease to surprise me.
You tweeted those pictures, I think, of you going. Was that where you tweeted from? Was up in the attic? Was that the one?
Yeah, I've tweeted pictures from the attic and, you know, all around Iron Island. It's you know, I'm telling you, anybody who would like to go visit, I really encourage you to do so. It's amazing. And she also offers overnight stays if you want to, with a group of friends, you can just go book the place, and for a small fee, you can go, and someone will stay there with you and stay out of the way if you want, and you have the museum to yourself for overnight.
How fun would that be?
It is so much fun. I'm telling you.
So these little children, what were they saying? What did you get on the EVP of them saying, if you can say?
Okay. Well, you know, the two, the best EVPs I got from me personally was, Iron Island, if you can picture a long hallway, okay, and on the right-hand side, imagine three rooms branched off of that hallway, okay? So one room on the very end, we call it the chapel room, and there's an altar in there. And so in that room, I left my recorder, my digital audio recorder, on the floor, and I just said, you know, if anybody's here, please, you know, talk into the red light. I'm going to leave it here, and just, you know, if you'd like to talk, do so. And it was in the morning, and my friends and I were in the museum by ourselves. So I walked to the military room, which is the second room, the middle room, and what I was doing was I had my laptop going and I was playing different genres of music because the building has been there for over so many years, from the 1890s until now. So I was playing old church music and jazz music and swing music and all sorts of different things, and to see if I would get any kind of reaction off our equipment with our K2 and our EMF detectors. When we were playing, I think it was jazz, or no, it was swing music, I got some EVPs all off my from the other room, and it was so loud, and it sounded like a little boy saying, right after I walked away, I timed it, and it said 11 seconds. It said, "We're going your way," you know, very loud, very loud. And later on, toward the end of that clip, what did it say? I think it said something like, "You're moving forward." It blew our minds, and we double-checked and we triple-checked to make sure that it – because you can hear the music in the background playing, and we made sure that it wasn't this, you know, any words being sung in the song, and it wasn't. We've had a bunch of us in the middle room, in the military room at night, and we were saying, you know, "Tommy, are you here with us?" And we even said, you know, "You must be so tired of us asking you all of these questions. Why don't you ask us some questions?" And immediately we got, what did he say? Is someone there? It's a sweet little voice. Sweet little voice. And I'm telling you, it's just a couple of us in the chairs and a couple of people on the floor. There was no little kids, just a bunch of us girls. And we stopped it and we played it back right there in the dark. And it almost broke your heart because we're like, "Yes, we're here. You know, we're here for you. What a good boy to respond, you know." And, you know, he follows us around and he interacts. What a good kid.
I know, and that almost breaks your heart. He's there all alone.
It does. It does. And then, you know, we call this grumpy old man who just doesn't want people there. Yeah, he doesn't want people there. And he usually hangs out in the attic. You know, you could sit there in the middle of any one of the rooms, and you could just sit there quietly, and then you could hear something move around up in the attic, which is not really an attic. What it is really, it's just the top part of the church. they just put a ceiling above it. But I'm telling you, that place is a gem. It's just a gem.
Ooh, that might be something that maybe if we get on up there, get you to show us around, we'll have to check that out.
I would absolutely be honored to do that.
That would be interesting, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what's it like smoozing with the Taps guys?
I have to say that they're pretty down to earth. A lot of fun. What you see on TV is what you get, you know? Nice guys.
Like nice that guys. One picture you tweeted?
Which one was that?
In the bar.
Yeah, that was very nice. You know, they remember faces. They remember who you are. And they just happened to come to Buffalo. They did come to Iron Island. We took them out for the night, and we just had a lot of fun. You know, we just took them out, painted the town red, and just, you know, stayed out for a little while. Nice people.
So next time they show up to Dragon Con, you're going to try to go next year to Dragon Con and go with them, right?
Well, it depends, you know, it depends where it is, because I've got, you know, a herd full of children myself. It's hard to get away now.
Yeah. You want to tell everybody how many kiddos you're responsible for?
I have 5 children. I have 5 children. Oh, my God. I can't believe it, but I do. I've got a 14, a 12, a 10, an 8, and a 6-year-old. So it's, you know, kind of hard to go leave town for something fun like that.
Well, I know how demanding, you know, the ghost hunting business is, and it just has always amazed me, and you've just always had my respect that you go out and you do these investigations and the paperwork and everything that goes along with them, and then you're a mommy, too, to not just one or two, but to 5 kids.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. It is a lot of paperwork. It is. You got to be thorough. You got to do your case write-ups. You got to do, you know, and make sure you send them all to everybody in the group, even those who wasn't on the investigation. You got to listen to your evidence and watch your evidence and make notes. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work for, you know, a hobby or something you do on the side, especially since, you know, we don't get paid for this.
Exactly.
We're feeding our own interest, but it is a lot of work, and it can be very time consuming and away from the children. So, yeah, it is a lot of work.
Well, I want to wrap up this a little bit with Halloween. Since this is going to be put out sometime for our Halloween episode, what are some Halloween, are you doing anything special for it? Are you setting your house up like a haunted house or outside like a haunted house or...
Oh,
I know
man.
We have tombstones here in our yards.
Oh, yeah. My Halloween decorations are, you know, as soon as the kids went back to school, now that they're all in school, already since like the 5th of September, I've had at least the interior of my house set up for Halloween. And I think sometime once it stops raining, we'll do the front porch. But what we like to do is put tarp around the porch so no one can see in, and we have the – you know, the fog machine and the strobe light and the scary music and all of that stuff going on. So people are scared to come on the porch.
That leaves more candy for y'all.
Yeah, exactly. We hear some kids who don't want to come on. I don't have any investigations going on this Halloween. I don't have to do anything at the museum. So I'm just going to spend it with my kids and my neighbors. You know, we have fire pits going on at the end of our driveways and, you know, kind of chat and drink some wine and let the kids sort their candy and trade.
Oh, how fun is that?
It is so much fun. I have the best neighbors. It's great. We have a good time.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the program with us, and I hope to have you on as a guest maybe for another topic. Maybe we can talk about orbs or something like that, because that seems to be a very, very, very hot topic going on.
Yeah, sure. Anytime you give me a call.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, bye everybody.
Take care. Bye.
Welcome to a world seen through a new set of eyes. Unblinking and mysterious. Where the beautiful and the savage live side by side. Where time pulses to an untamed heart. Where secrets reveal themselves, journeys lead to knowledge and passion.